I think I might be enjoying this a little bit too much. Though, if I'm honest, is it possible to enjoy this too much? I mean, by its very nature, this is highly enjoyable. And I am thoroughly enjoying it. And of course you don't know what I'm talking about. Of course you don't. Because you're so innocent. You're so professional. Oh, I admire how professional you are. I like to watch you be professional. And I appreciate it. Very appropriately. Very professionally. And yes, I am enjoying this way, way too much. And that is a shame. That's such a pity. Why? Are you sure that you really want to ask? Because I have to warn you, it's a little... Oh, I hate to say it. It's a little unprofessional. I know, it's just shocking. Because we both know I'm so professional. Just like you are so professional. We're both so very, very professional. So would you like to be unprofessional with me? I mean, would you like to know? Are you sure? Because I would hate to to be the one that corrupted you, that tempted you. Oh yes, I would hate that. So we are co-workers. We work together. Only we don't work together. We just work in the same office. But, well, even though we don't work directly with each other, we do spend a lot of time together. And that time is professional. Oh, so, 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 so professional. I mean, we're professional. And, we are completely innocent. And we're completely not playing with each other. We are absolutely not teasing each other. We are absolutely not fooling anyone at all. I mean, everyone knows that we're professional. Everyone knows that we are oh so professional. But while being professional, we are just oh so very slightly unprofessional because we are literally flirting blatantly over the scanner and the printer and the fax machine, and no one even uses the fax machine anymore, but we found a way to flirt over it. And we flirt over stationery. And, orders. And... we flat, and it is very enjoyable. And we're subtle, and we're sly, and we're... oh. professional about it. And it's so very office appropriate. Just like this skirt is... technically office appropriate, but also technically not, because it's a little tight. just a little bit. And I really enjoy being professional with you, but I think I would enjoy being unprofessional with you even more. And I have thought about being unprofessional. I'm thinking about being unprofessional. I'm thinking about being vigorously unprofessional. Very, very vigorously unprofessional. The skirt would not survive. It would not survive. Which would be a shame, because you really like the way I look in this skirt. Because I look so professional. Because we're professional. And everyone knows that we're being professional. And some people giggle. They think it's adorable. Some people roll their eyes and just want us to get on with it. And some people really hate it, because they want to be the ones that are being professional with you. Mentioning no names. Emma. Oh, I did mention a name. How unprofessional. I like this. I like it. I do. But I also like you. I like you. And I would like to like you outside of work, without having to be super clever all the time. Because it's a bit of an effort. Not that you're not worth the effort, it's just I just wish that I could just say that you look amazing. I wish that I could just say I love it when you say my name. I like it when you say my name. I wish that I could just I don't want to use the fax machine as an excuse, because that's a really bad excuse. And it's kind of really obvious. And we are not as subtle as we think, and I would like to be even more unsubtle outside of work, and also inside of work. But that would be very unprofessional. I mean, that would not even be that would be highly inappropriate. And now you're thinking about that, and that's not fair, because you just licked your lips, and that is professional. So professional I am. I am a professional, and I am being professional. I am being so professional, but I am thinking about the fax machine. And I am definitely not thinking about the fax machine. I am thinking that I like you, and I... Can we just stop? I mean, not stop. Can I take you on a date? Or cook you dinner? I'm actually a very good cook. And I would like... I like you, so... Would you like to come around for dinner? When? Now. Tonight, obviously not now, because it is 9:15 in the morning. I didn't even make it to lunch. That's how much I like you and how much I want to cook you dinner. And I have a sofa. A very, very, very nice sofa. And I would like to introduce you to said sofa. Tonight. Good. Great. That is Emma. Do you think she's holding that pen in a aggressive, kind of stabby kind of way? Yeah, I think she is too. It's fine. It's absolutely fine. I will just go. I will. I don't have to go because you'll protect me. That's so sweet. That's so, so sweet. But probably not a good idea because now she has dual stabby pens. So I'll go and I will. I will definitely avoid her all day. All day. And maybe avoid you a little bit because yeah. I'll see you tonight. No, I won't. Emma, I mean yes. Bye. By the way, I really like you. And you are gorgeous. Emma, you are gorgeous. I mean, yeah, I'm just gonna go.